cash fed cattle prices are mostly $2 lower so far this week. Increasing revenues and costs calls for marginal decision-making, says Daryl Peel, coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 4th of March. After a day's reprieve, wheat soared higher, boosting front-month corn and soybean futures. Kansas City wheat was 75 cents higher in the front four contracts. Corn futures closed 9 to 22 cents higher in the front three contracts, and then mostly 4 to 11 cents lower. Soybean futures closed 2 to 4 cents higher in the front two contracts, and then mostly 8 to 11 cents lower. Those stouter feed prices took cattle futures down another peg. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.68 lower, erasing much of the headway made in the previous session. Live cattle futures closed an average of 72 cents lower, from 12 cents to $1.75 lower, except for 15 cents higher in the back contract. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade ranged from limited on light demand to mostly inactive on light demand, with too few transactions to trend in any region, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. So far this week, live prices are $2 lower in the Southern Plains at $140 a hundredweight, $2 to $4 lower in Nebraska at $140, and $2 lower in the Western Corn Belt at $142. Dress prices are $2 to $3 lower at $224 to $225. Choice box beef cutout value is $1.37 lower Thursday afternoon at $254.35 a hundredweight. Select was $3.55 lower at $247.79. U.S. beef export sales continue strong according to USDA's U.S. export sales report for the week ending February 24th. Net sales of 23,800 metric tons for 2022 were 64% more than the previous week and 23% more than the prior four-week average. Increases were primarily for South Korea, China, Japan, Taiwan, and Canada. Calves and feeder cattle traded mixed at the weekly Thursday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Steers weighing up to 600 pounds sold with higher undertones at Mitchell Livestock Auction in South Dakota, where 7,347 head were on offer. Steers weighing 650 to 750 sold $6 higher, and then $1 to $6 lower at heavier weights. Feeder heifers weighing 600 to 700 pounds sold steady to $3 higher, and then $3 to $7 lower at heavier weights. Compared to 2 weeks earlier, steers weighing 500 to 600 pounds and 800 to 950 pounds sold $8 to $13 lower, with instances of $15 lower at Napoleon Livestock Auction in North Dakota. Steers weighing 600 to 800 pounds sold $1 to $6 lower. Feeder heifers weighing 450 to 850 sold $7 to $12 lower, with instances of $22 lower, except for $2 to $7 lower at 550 to 600 pounds and 750 to 800 pounds. There were 4,106 head on offer. Light steers sold $4 higher at Denison Livestock Auction in Iowa, where there were 2,110 head. Heavier steers sold $3 lower to sharply lower at 850 to 900 pounds. Heifers sold $1 higher at 600 pounds and $7 higher at 700 pounds, but $1 to $5 lower at heavier weights. Finally, feeder steers and heifers sold $1 to $4 lower at Tuya Livestock Auction in Texas, where there are 2,092 head. Major U.S. financial indices closed lower Thursday as investors appeared skittish about Friday's monthly employment report, as well as Russia's war on Ukraine. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 96 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 23 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 214 points. With both revenues and costs rising, cattle producers must adjust cattle production and marketing to maximize profits, says Daryl Peel, Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University, in his weekly market comments. He explains economists model this decision mathematically, resulting in the rule that profit maximization is the point at which marginal revenues equal marginal costs. This balance occurs when the value of the last unit produced equals the additional cost of producing that last unit. He suggests producers should use marginal thinking to adjust to changing market conditions, adding that marginal decision-making means that production is adjusted at the margin, i.e., with minor modifications and tweaks to production systems rather than major changes. Peel explains the unique circumstances of each individual operation will determine whether the net impact of higher revenues and higher costs poses the need to cut back slightly on production, hold steady, or increase production. There are short and long-run considerations and risks to be considered as well, Peel says. He cautions care should be taken that short-term efforts to manage higher costs should not, for example, jeopardize herd health by cutting vaccination programs or skimping on nutrition and risking decreased future herd productivity. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 4th of March. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.